This is Andy Salt, and I'm here with the Mayor of Surrey Heath. I'm here with Tweeting Tim, Tim Dodds. We've been sending one or two tweets today for the UN, the weekend to mark the UN Day to End Poverty. We've had quite a morning, actually, haven't we? We've had a walk around the paupers' graves here at Brookwood Cemetery, which is quite a huge expanse, and it's quite evocative in terms of emotions. And we just had a service of remembrance to remember people sort of around the world that are involved in poverty. Tim, what are your feelings from the day? What kind of emotions and feelings?
I think the key thing is to go to the paupers' graves themselves and see and understand that there were many thousands of them.
Yeah.
There were not just one or two, many thousands. And they're unmarked graves. And they're just now represented by hollows in the ground after years of almost neglect, in a sense. There's nobody who knows that they're there. They didn't know they were there in the first place when they were buried, and they don't know they're there now. So the service, act of remembrance that just taken place in the small church here, was to acknowledge that. And the United Nations initiatives to mark poverty in a day is a laudable thing, and it just focuses people's minds on those that have little, or in fact, who have nothing, and what they end up being is just a hollow in the ground after another day. So yes, a nice moving. We're blessed with a really lovely sunny day.
Wonderful weather, isn't it? I hear the birds tweeting, and it's just so nice to have a bit of space to think, really. So, in Surrey Heath, we've got a relatively low amount of poverty. It's pretty wonderful, but it still exists in places like the Old Dean and St Michael's. What are your thoughts on that?
Poverty exists everywhere in the little service. One gentleman mentioned the fact that those with money will be those in poverty quite quickly if they lose their job and are unable to afford the lifestyle that they currently have. So quickly people go into poverty.
I think that was a frontline, Charles Bruce from Camberley Frontline.
Right, yeah. Okay. Recently I was at Avenue Soucy at a church-led event.
Yeah.
Celebrating the people who live there and trying to say to them that they're not forgotten. People understand some of the difficulties that some of them live with, not all of them. And the fire brigade were there, and the ambulance people were there, and the Reverend from St Michael's Church,
Bruce Nicol, yes.
Bruce Nicol was there, and in fact he was making really terrific burgers. And I have to say, and I had a couple of burgers. So it was a really good event. And so, the people in the Old Dean and St Michael's, those that are in some way underprivileged and are in some forms of poverty, they're not forgotten. Their issues are recognised by a number of organisations in the borough, not least the person who's talking to me now. there are lots of people recognise that where there is wealth, great wealth, there is also poverty. So Surrey Heath does have pockets of poverty, which we need to recognise, and I think as a borough we do pretty well. I think it's a very volunteering, conscious borough, and lots of organisations that I've bumped into do fantastic work, more so than people recognise. So I think whilst the poverty exists in parts of the borough, there's recognition that it exists, and there's a willingness to do something about it. Can't give people employment, and that employment comes from people who want to take a risk and start a business and employ people. And that is beyond the writ of this mayor or the person I'm talking to or anybody in, but perhaps business people in Surrey Heath want to start a business and employ some of the people who are slightly disadvantaged, then that's the route out of poverty. Employment is the second redemptive thing. Number one is education, the second is employment. Give people employment, and there's a route out of poverty and a route to self-esteem, self-reliance, and progress.
What role do you see sort of voluntary organisations sort of playing as part of their big sort of role in the big society to sort of help with this kind of thing?
I think the big society has been going on for a long time. I think I don't have any vision for any greater role for the charities and voluntary organisations in the borough than that we currently have. There are a huge number of them, and supported by dedicated volunteers. I'm sure most of them can't do any more. I spoke to somebody last night who's chairman of governors of school, is on the trustee of the Frimley fuel allotments, and a number of other things. So these people, generally those who want to volunteer and contribute, make a difference in a big way, because they use most of their time to do voluntary work. So could I say there's something different? No, other than we just need more volunteers. I think that's the solution.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, sir. Uh-huh.